Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, wow. This is what the studio looks like. Huh? First time in, 8 days since I've been here. Saved a lot of commuting miles. That's for damn sure. That's the unintended benefit to being sick as a doggy. Woof, woof. To cough it up half a lung every 5 minutes. Did not have to slog it out through traffic. And God, let me just tell you. I saw five different people, cars, drivers, that I would identify as absolute world-class idiots in a 37-mile drive. Five times in a 37-mile drive, a car to the left of me, went across in front of me, and not only just across in front of me, but to a whole nother lane on a quick diagonal where they cut me off and they cut probably somebody else off just because they needed to get into the right lane or just because they needed to get to their exit and they weren't paying attention. Yeah. I'm sorry to say, but things have not changed in the last 8 days. America and the DMV did not get any smarter when it comes to reckless driving and just thinking that you're the only car on the road. I mean, unfortunately, that's where we're at. It kind of goes with the territory. It kind of just happens that way. And I guess we just have to kind of deal with it. But I made it, which is good news for you. The Mike Shanahan of Sports Talk Radio, as my guy Jason and Laurel dubbed me yesterday. That's right. I'll bury Horowitz myself on the back. I'll be a two-time Super Bowl champion head coach and one-time Super Bowl champion as a coordinator. I know it's not Bill Belichick style, but, you get the point. I'll have the family tree that spews off and creates the next monsters of the midway, the next fearsome foursome, the next Shanaclan family tree. That's right. Jason in Laurel, anointing me, the Mike Shanahan of Sports Talk Radio. I'll take that. Even though most of you unfairly hate Mike Shanahan, I will take that. I love Mike Shanahan. Always will appreciate all that I learned and all the opportunities that he gave to me and the media and all of that good stuff. So I will take that as a big-time compliment and rock and roll that way. All right. Anyway, that being said, we're off and running on a Thursday. Now, from time to time, I'm going to have to turn off the mic. I'm going to have to cough up half a lung, so if it's a little bit awkward from time to time, please forgive me. It's a little bit better than working at home and working by video, and I'm here, and I can help out AMAC a little bit more, and hopefully we can do a better show for you guys. Speaking of which, there's a lot to actually cover. And every day I wonder, okay, I think I covered what was most important today. And I think, you know, we try and attack the show with that mentality. And then we sprinkle in other things, right? Some days there's not any obvious, like, overwhelming, number one, wow, whodunit storyline. Some days that's just the reality of the situation. As a matter of fact, if I'm an editor, which I'm not, if I'm a newsroom assignment person, the way I would say this show should operate in the space of today, with nothing really juicy going on in command land that we haven't already covered and sliced and diced, the Capitals and their continued surge, and an upcoming Thursday night football doozy between the Cowboys and the Detroit Lions are our two co-top stories, at least of interest to me. And I would assume to many of you, but maybe not, right? Some of you don't like hockey, so you're not that into the Caps. Some of you unwisely only watch hockey during the playoffs. I have no idea what's wrong with you, but you're allowed to be weird.
Let's do that hockey.
Let's do that hockey. As Mad Max comes out with his arms raised above his head and simulating an Alex Ovechkin slap shot with his backpack on and his snow hat. Let's do that hockey. Well, the Capitals are doing that hockey. They won again last night, in case you weren't aware. In case you weren't up late night. And here was the great thing. You only had to watch the first period to know that there was going to be joy. Not in Mudville, but in San Jose. And then it only got better from there. The Capitals won 7-1, but the game was essentially over by the end of the first period. Even before that, they scored 4 goals in the first 17 minutes. And they did it in a variety of different ways. And while they allowed a late goal, didn't really do anything to make anybody worried. They've now won 6 in a row. They completely dominate. They get Alex Ovechkin scoring 2 more goals, including the first one. Matt Roy with 3 assists. Ryan Leonard, 4 points. And doesn't Leno had 2 goals and 2 assists last night. Didn't he have a 2-goal game last week as well? I want to say that's the case. Maybe it was 2 weeks ago. I just can't remember now with the Thanksgiving holiday. Everything's a little bit off. But I'll double-check that. But I'm pretty sure he had 2 goals and an assist in a game like a week and a half ago, somewhere in that range. But I'll double-check that. But he had 2 goals and 2 assists last night. And the Capitals didn't skip a beat. They just rocked and rolled. They were up, again, 4-0 in the first 17 minutes. They traveled from Los Angeles to San Jose. Not that far of a trip, but still, you know, an hour-ish plane ride, I guess. By the time you get on the plane, all that, you know, get to the hotel. Spencer Carberry said they didn't get to the hotel until 3 in the morning. Okay, they can sleep. They weren't doing a morning skate or a morning practice. I'm sure they were able to get some sleep, right? But still, not easy. Back-to-back games. Now the Sharks, not as good as the Kings, so you take that into account. But second night of back-to-backs, you get Nick Dowd back, and you think, oh, okay, that's good. And then you find out you're short Justin Sortiff. And then you find out during pregame warm-ups, you're short John Carlson. And you already know that you're short Pierre-Luc Dubois. Right? So to me, like things just keep piling up for this Capitals team that not only are they winning, and they are winning. They've won six in a row. They're now 17-9-2. They've won 9 out of 10. They're at the top of the Metro. They were one of the worst teams in the East the first month of the season. Now they're one of the best teams. Everything starts to add up. Now, how do they continue this momentum from November and into early December? I mean, it's impossible to sustain this. But if you can win 7 out of 10 games or get, you know, 6 wins and a tie and an overtime loss, and maybe 6 wins, 3 losses and an overtime loss or something like that. So essentially you're 6-4, but you're getting a point in that 7th game. You know, that's probably going to be good enough. You'd like it, of course, to be maybe a little bit better so that you get home ice advantage, at least in the first round, if not throughout, right? But home ice advantage, as we have constantly discovered throughout the years with the Capitals, doesn't guarantee you anything. It's something you'd like to have, but it doesn't guarantee you anything. But the kind of style and the kind of way that they are coming together, even with some injuries and with some of these young guys really contributing, Ryan Leonard, as we mentioned specifically, Sonny Milano again last night, I think his, I want to say his third goal, fourth goal of the year. Ethan Frank has contributed, right? More speed, more transition, more skill, more on the way. I was just talking to Derek Forrest from DC News Now, something you'll see tonight on DC Game Night on DC 50, right around 11 o'clock, is they have added, they knew that in order to match teams like the Carolina Hurricanes, the Florida Panthers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The New Jersey Devils, the Ottawa Senators, the Montreal Canadiens, teams like that, they needed to get younger, faster, more athletic. And they've been able to sprinkle that in while maintaining some of their physicality, right? Because Leonard's got a nasty little chip on his shoulder. And, of course, Tom Wilson and Duhame and so on and so forth. And yet they've been able to also get offensive contributions from a bunch of those guys that have a little chippiness to them. And they're faster, they're quicker, they're better in transition because of some of those guys. Now, again, who knows how many of those guys are going to be around game one of the playoffs? Don't know. Injuries, play, what have you. But they've got some guys on the way. I was just having a conversation with my guy Bruce, my fraternity brother from Phi Sigma Kappa at American University. He said he was just at Hershey on Saturday night. He was just praising Alexei Protas's little brother, Ilya, and just saying how dominant he was. And he might be up here sooner than the end of the season. You know, like they brought Ryan Leonard up, and some of that was because of Boston College and so on and so forth. Like, he might be up way earlier. And they still have Marishnichenko, who is still trying to figure out how to be consistent and how to play two-way hockey. Right? And they have others. So, hopefully, the Capitals have sprinkled in enough youth, enough speed, enough transition, enough depth, and enough skill and physicality so that they don't have to play always a heavy, slow, slog it out kind of game. And if that goes away, then they can't win. The key to winning in the playoffs is to be able to adjust and win in different ways. You can't just win by being heavy. You can't just win by being physical. You can't just win by leaning on people, because faster, twitchier teams are going to get past you. Maybe not all the time, but they're going to get past you, and they're going to wear you down. So I think the Capitals have made, like, yes, I know it's December 4th, and I know what happens in November and early December means nothing in April and May. I got it. But you got to do what you're doing in November and December to get to April and May first. Then in April and May, you have to redesign yourself. And I think one of the things that I'm most encouraged and most optimistic about when it comes to this Capitals team is, again, the transition from top to bottom on the roster and adding more speed, transition, and athletic ability while maintaining a physicality and a chip and some two-way hockey. They don't have just guys that can skate and can't score. They don't have guys that are just physical and can't play. They don't have just scorers who don't play any kind of level of defense or get back on the back check or willing to dive into the corners and forecheck their asses off like Leonard does. They have all that. They have two good goaltenders. They have depth on defense. They have a great coaching staff, a great organization, a great fan base. I'd love to see the home ice advantage be a little bit more powerful than it's been over the years. That's not because of the fans. Trust me on that. That's not because of the fans. It's just because it hasn't worked out. And hockey's a weird game. But them doing what they're doing now shows me how much better their roster is, even than when we last saw it in early May last year, or I guess it was like May 10th, May 11th, or whatever it was. So that's a huge positive. That's a huge positive. Alex Ovechkin, another record milestone achievement, whatever, last night. He played his 1,519th game last night with the Capitals. That passed the great Raymond Bourque, who played 1,518 with the Boston Bruins before getting traded to Colorado and winning a Stanley Cup. For the sixth most games played with one franchise. So Alex has now played 1,519 with the Capitals, the only team he's ever known, and the only team in the NHL that he will ever know. 1,519 with the Capitals. That is sixth most with one franchise, passing Ray Bourque. And, oh, by the way, he's got a six-game point streak. 9 points, 4 goals, 5 assists. And, yeah, the Capitals are playing really good hockey. Now, the other part of that story that I mentioned, you know, kind of like trying to figure out what to talk about and what's exciting and what's interesting, is the Cowboys and the Lions on Thursday Night Football. We'll get into that next. We can take your calls on the Caps, 301-230-0980. We'll get some Commander stuff in. Got plenty on that. Nikki Javala's got a new column out about what the difference in the play calling and whatnot has been. Ben Standing's got a good column out about what Adam Peters is facing this offseason. We'll tackle all of that. We've got a Commander that didn't want to be here anymore, and he got rewarded with that wish. Details on that coming up next on the Team 980 on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.